Joining us on the line right now is Jake Tapper, the author of CNN's The Lead and State of the Union. And good morning to you, Jake. I mean, I got to ask you this question. I've been asking everybody that I know that are in the news media, people who've been in this town for a while, the same question. And it's this. Have you ever witnessed such a flurry of activity out of a White House in such short order? In my 30 years, I can't remember a time and a place where there seems to be so much activity happening so quickly after someone takes office.
It's certainly been busy. I'd have to go back and look at the first week of the Obama administration. I was the White House correspondent at the time, and I remember that was pretty busy as well. But it was a different circumstance, obviously, because the economy was cratering.
Right.
But it's certainly been busy. Certainly full of a lot of actions pertaining to his campaign promises, immigration, and much more.
Are you surprised? I mean, because a lot of people are. I mean, I read the Washington Post. They have a story that says, hey, there's something going on. The guy's doing what he said he was going to do. We're shocked. We're sort of stunned by this.
Oh, no, I'm not at all. I'm not surprised at all. What I think is interesting is where the congressional action comes in, because obviously executive orders, executive actions can accomplish something, and symbolically they're important in terms of the signal that the president is sending both to the American people and also to the workforce about his priorities, the federal workforce, about what he wants to take place. But, for instance, you know, building the wall is going to take congressional action. A lot of these actions fundamentally are going to have to be legislated by the House and the Senate. So that's going to be interesting because, obviously, executive actions are, I'm not discounting how meaningful they are, but you know, the real legislating takes place on the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue, and we'll see what happens there because, you know, there are people who oppose the wall, both Democrats, and I do wonder if there are going to be any conservatives who balk at the price tag. We've heard of price tag estimates up to, in the tens of billions of dollars. So that will be interesting. But no, I'm not surprised at all that he would start doing what he said. I mean, fundamentally, I've been saying for a while the four pillars of what he ran on, the fundamentally, A, that Washington is broken and not serving the interests of the American people, the border's broken, trade deals are broken, and the counterterrorism apparatus is broken. Those are the things that he ran on. It was, there's a lot of other stuff going on there, too. But it doesn't surprise me because I think that those are issues where he has really strong beliefs. There are other issues. I don't know how strong his beliefs are, having to do with some of the social issues, having to do with abortion or same-sex marriage. But on those four, I mean, I think he really fervently believes in his heart that those are issues where he needs to act as soon as possible.
Jake, this is Mary Walter. Hi. One of the EOs that is not getting a lot of attention, a lot of people aren't really talking about, is him resurrecting the two pipelines, the Keystone and the Dakota pipeline. And not only did he, sign to resurrect them, but also he wants he signed an order promoting the use of American-made steel for the oil pipelines, which of course is going to put a lot of American steelworkers back to work. You know, he talked about these towns that you see in the Rust Belt that are, these factories that are shuttered. Is this something that do you think anybody could actually be against and still save their political career?
No, not American members of Congress in terms of stand, in terms of people wanting to use American steel. I don't know the logistics of it. I mean, my understanding is that a lot of it was going to be Canadian steel, because fundamentally it is a Canadian pipeline. I don't know how quickly I don't know how quickly that steel can be produced and brought to the pipeline, et cetera. It's very interesting logistically whether that's even possible in the short term. But no, I mean, the premise of it, I'm surprised there isn't more of that legislated or dictated through executive action of demanding that the products that the government spends money on or allows other companies to spend, in terms of access for the Canadian pipeline, that it demands American products be used.
Yeah, I want to ask you, Jake. I mean, I just can't let the moment go by without getting your take on it. I mean, Donald Trump has come at you. He's come at CNN, your news organization, a couple of times now. How are y'all taking over then? How do you look at it?
He can, you know, if he wants to focus his energy on CNN, that's fine. I mean, look, we're doing a job. We're covering the new administration. We're trying to hold them accountable, and we're trying to cover, you know, the things that he's doing that the three of us have talked about this morning, the things that he has said that are not true, like his wild allegation about up to 5 million illegal votes. And look, he has an interest, as all presidents do, in encouraging positive coverage of him. And you know, we've seen this before, perhaps not to this extent and not so vocally by the president himself. But it's fine for me. I don't care one way or the other. I mean, it doesn't matter to me. I would rather have a politician be attacking me than praising me. I mean, our job is, you know, when President Obama used to attack me by name during the White House Correspondents' Dinner, you know, and it was all jokes or whatever, that's a sign that you're getting under his skin. That's a sign that, like, you're providing coverage that they don't like. And, you know, that's a badge of honor. And what I would feel bad is if I were in a media outlet that he's constantly praising, I would think, oh, maybe I'm not doing my job right.
All right. Hey, listen, I got to ask you very quickly, what you got going for the State of the Union this weekend?
Well, we're still working on a ton of guests, but we're going to have New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio on. As you know, there's a big issue with sanctuary cities. President Trump saying that they're going to cut off funding to sanctuary cities. New York City is one of the biggest sanctuary cities.
Right.
I think they have something like 500,000 undocumented immigrants. So we'll talk to the mayor about what that means for him, what he thinks about the fact that there are all these people who are not supposed to be in this country living in his city. Why should immigration laws not be enforced necessarily? And I'm sure we'll have a lot more to talk about because it's only Thursday, and something happens every 5 minutes in this town.
Well, that's the way it is lately, for sure. All right, Jake, thank you so much. Greatly appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks, Mary.